Hello, I'm Patrick Chavis, and you're listening to LA Theater Bites review of Funny Girl, playing now at the Amundsen Theater in downtown LA, April 2nd through the 28th, 2024. The musical genre, especially on the stage, movie musicals have their place, but it's like Diet Coke, it's not the same. There's something powerful about music, and when you add that story, it's better, because you gotta sit a little longer with it. Instead of a monologue, you get a full song about someone feeling undervalued. You might forget every word of a play, but try getting rid of that infectious melody. Good luck. You can have stories in many different mediums, but sometimes they only sing, pun intended, in one. I think Funny Girl is one of those plays. Funny Girl at the Amundsen is a charming and whimsical tale that will break your heart and help you find it again, with a performance from Katrina McMinnon that can fill the Amundsen and a group of actors that can dance their hearts out. This is an exceptional night of theater. Funny Girl is the story of Fanny Bryce, a Jewish girl from New York, played by Katrina McMinnon. It's semi-biographical. Fanny Bryce was a real person, but the story was changed for the musical in some aspects. The play follows Bryce's comical rise to the top of show business in the early 1900s and her stormy relationship with Nick Arnstein, played by Stephen Mark Lucas. As I mentioned earlier in my review, this musical knows exactly what it is and what it's trying to communicate. It's incredibly distinctive, even now after all these years, and the comedy, the wit, the songs that do just enough but not too much. Watching something like this when it's done well, it's hard not to see other works that took inspiration or to at least appear to have. The show expresses so many types of love. The playwright's choices with the character of Eddie Ryan, while he is a minor character, it made the story so much richer. And if you've seen the show or have already watched Funny Girl, you know what I'm talking about. Fanny Bryce is an iconic character, and by the end of the show, I really felt like I got to know who this person was from the first to the second act, and it didn't hurt that Katrina McMinnon can sing with such feeling, you couldn't help but take notice. From the solo tap dancing from Eddie Ryan, played by Isaiah Harris, and the dancing and the overall choreography from Eleanor Scott, artistry on stage, I loved every minute of the dancing and the movement, and what a feat with so much space in this theater. And while certain moments would have benefited from possibly less in some intimate moments, as far as the acting and the dancing, no notes, this was so tight and musical, the live music was exceptional. Last but not least, Susan Hilferty's stunning dresses, glamorous, colorful, especially when you're in a large theater like this. Hilferty's designs and choices, in some ways, it does the impossible. While you can't always be right up front, the outfits can do so much to help people stand out on stage, and they really shined. I give Funny Girl at the Amundsen a 9.4 out of 10. It's an exceptional show. LA Theater Bites recommended. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting LA Theater. April 8th, 2024, 8 p.m., the 54th Annual LADCC Theater Awards will be live streaming on Instagram and Facebook at LA Drama Critics. This was my first year as a critic for the LADCC, and it was such an honor to be able to work alongside these hardworking critics who are dedicated to the art of theater and those who make theater in Los Angeles happen. I'm so excited that I was able to help present these awards this year, and I hope you show up because it's going to be a lot of fun.